So this site is now becoming a very good blend of simplistic, efficient design with HTML and CSS, which is really what I want. It's got to load really quickly, but it's also got to look good as well at the same time, which I think it's slowly starting to get that way. I'm sort of looking at the header section, which I really like, and it's kind of got that sort of whimsical fantasy design that I like around sort of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is kind of, you know, my whole thing with Cornwall, and a sort of a nod to the satanicpagan.com, which was the original design, and the Samhain pirate as well. But it still has to be easy to upload to, easy to use, and minimalist. And I think I'm sort of slowly getting there. And I kind of, you know, it's got the moving text, as you can see. I like the moving text with the references to Hitchhiker's Guide to, or the So Long and Thanks for the Fish is what the references are. Book four. And my own interpretation and fascination with the edge of the world. So overall, I think I'm really pleased with the way that it's panned out. So, I mean, as far as I can see, I don't know if I want to do too much design, because I don't know that I can write, you know, a long blog every time. I think that kind of defeats the object of the site, although I'm not entirely sure what the object of the site actually is yet. And I don't think I particularly want to define it. I think I just want to have something that I can say, this is what I'm doing, because my other three sites, which is the Dread House, Magic Lens Photos, and the Last Broadcast, are great, and I like the design of those. There is a bit of a downside to them, which is they're not easily updated, which means I have to sign into hosting a first, and then we then go through this rigmarole of security codes. And there's no easy access to it to FTP upload or make any changes. So as good as they look, which they do, you know, and I guess I'm kind of absolutely fine with the Dread House being like that, but updating Magic Lens is sort of laborious, to say the least. And I'm sort of starting to think that the Last Broadcast could just end up being a subheading or a page on Campaign to Save the Humans, really. Somebody's just stuck a load of Clarkson books outside their house, and it's like, I wonder why you're giving them away. Because who'd want to read those? Anyway, so yeah, that is sort of the size of it. And I think I'm sort of getting to that stage now where I'm thinking the Last Broadcast should be a page. I don't know what that page is going to be yet, but I'm pretty sure. I'm actually really pleased with the way it's all worked out, because it's all tied in really nicely to be efficient and simplistic and minimalist. So I think it's going to end up being my main site, because I think it's going to be the easiest way of listening. So I think, you know, what started off as something sort of relatively simplistic in terms of the podcast, you know, the journal series in the Hike and Pod, but a Hike and Pod. So, but I think I'm going to end up having markreilly.org and the Last Broadcast.org pointing to the Campaign to Save the Humans, and because I kind of feel like this is going to end up being the main site, which is really what I wanted anyway. Now I realise that the majority of people access websites on their phone or their tablet, so this is sort of the first one where I can say it's been built and designed with a phone and a tablet in mind. So it works. Yeah, it does work.